On June 5, American astronauts Barry, Butch, Wilmore and Sunita Williams launched on a test mission to the International Space Station, ISS, expecting to return home soon after. However, things didn't go as planned, and they have now been in space for almost 2 months. They might miss the summer and could even spend Christmas and New Year up there. They flew on a Boeing Starliner spacecraft, which was its first crewed flight, meant to test how well it works before regular missions start. Unfortunately, the Starliner had some problems while getting close to the ISS, like leaks in its propulsion system and some thrusters not working properly. Although the astronauts made it to the space station safely, it's still unclear if the Starliner is safe for their return trip. NASA officials have said that they haven't made any final plans for when they will come back. Steve Stitch, who manages NASA's commercial crew program, mentioned that while they hope to use the Starliner for their return, they are looking at other options too. One of the other options is for Wilmore and Williams to come back to Earth on a SpaceX Crew Dragon mission that is scheduled for September. If this happens, they could stay on the ISS for over 8 months instead of the 8 days they originally planned. If this plan goes through, the Crew Dragon would bring them back in February 2025, while the Starliner would return to Earth without a crew, controlled by a computer. NASA officials say they might take a week or more to make a final decision about their return. Even though the astronauts are facing a longer stay in space, they are staying positive and busy with their work on the ISS. Williams, who has been in space before, said it feels familiar and comfortable to be back. While their extended mission is unusual, it's not the first time this has happened. Other astronauts have spent much longer in space. For example, Russian astronaut Valery Polyakov holds the record for the longest single spaceflight, which lasted 437 days. Despite the challenges, both Wilmore and Williams are keeping a good attitude about their time in space.